Rabbi, well, so I think if I were to ask pretty well, everybody, why is it we've got these 8 days, 8 days of Hanukkah? Your immediate reaction would be, well, it's something like, it's the oil stupid. It's all looking at me with a certain degree of surprise. Why 8? Must be the oil lasted 8 days, that's obvious. Well, I'm going to suggest to you that, although you might afterwards start thinking, well, what about the wars, success in the wars, etc. That is actually the reason for Hanukkah, and the Hadlakas Haneiros may not be a cause at all, but simply the way Chazal said we should show, symbolize and celebrate the Nes, or may not, or maybe perhaps a partial small cause. Let me start off by referring you to Megillas Tanis. Megillas Tanis is probably the oldest compilation we have. It was written hundreds of years before the Mishnayos of the Yehuda Nossi, and it was written about 100 or 80 years most before the Second Churban, 100 years or so, that is, after the events of the Chashmonai. Let me read it to you. You'll find the beginning very, very familiar. Be'eslim v'chamisha bay being the month of Kislev, because it goes through the various months of the year. Hanukkah. Tamna yomin d'leilu misper. 8 days, you can't make a hesped. G'shenichnesu yivonim l'heichol timu kolashmanin to l'heichol. G'shegovo yad beis chashmonoi v'notzchum. So you're saying you start off, there was a war, you succeeded. Bod kubla motzu el apach echod. So that's, in fact, the Gemara Shabbos, which we all know about, Medikin, came from here. But now, here in the next shtickle. Why is Hanukkah 8 days? Well, you might have thought you knew this, because we just said, because it lasted for 8 days. But that's not what the Megillas Tanis asked, because it's, having said already that, it now says, Uma ro'u la'aseis Hanukkah shmeini yomim. V'haloi Hanukkah she'osa meishe b'libo, ve'osa el shivas yomim, because it's a positive. And then it says, They had to build a Mizbeach. Why? Because the original Mizbeach, to interpose at the moment, the original Mizbeach had been used for Avodah Zarah. They put in Avodah Zarah in the Heichal. Also it offered pig on it, and therefore the Chashmonoim removed the stones of the original Mizbeach and put it in the base of Mekud, and they built a new Mizbeach. Ubonu is a Mizbeach. The Shoduhu Besid, and therefore they made it proper. The Tiknu Bai Klishois, and they also had to make Klishois. Vahoyu Misaskin Bai Shmayna Yamin. They were busy, therefore, making the Mizbeach for 8 days. And it continues. Well, lines. It talks about Hallel and various other things, all of which were because of what had happened. So, it's clear from Megillas Tanis that the reason, if you had to have a reason, why we have Hanukkah for 8 days is because it took 8 days for them to make a Chanukah, same word, of the Mizbeach and the Beis Hamikdash. As it says, why do we have 8 days when they only had 7 days for Moshe and 7 days for Shlomo. And in fact, that would give an answer to the famous kasha of the Beis Yosef. We all know the kasha. Why 8 days of Hanukkah? Surely you only got seven, because if you take the oil and you, first day from your kankan, you pour out, and nevertheless, let's imagine that way around, and you're left with oil in your kankan, when it comes to day eight, nothing more has to happen, you just poured it out. So the Beis Yosef's famous kasha, why 8 days? Well, according to the Megillas Tanis, Hepshistani Gantel, because it was 8 days to make the Mizbeach and to make the Kli Shoyis. This is not, by the way, a unique idea, because the Marshal in Shabbos comments that the language, the word Hanukkah, suggests to him that this must be for the making of the Mizbeach. After all, we don't call it Neilus, or we don't call it Hadlokah, or Shemen. The name of it is Hanukkah. It's always the name of the Yontov symbolizes what it is, like Sukkah or Pesach or whatever. It symbolizes what it is. So what is the symbol, what is the main function of Hanukkah? The establishment of the Beis HaMikdash. That's one source. Let me give you another source. The Chodesh HaLevavos is telling us that there are many different functions in prayer. Like, for example, to entreat a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Like, for example, to express your thanks to a Kodesh Baruch Hu for all the kindness he's done to you. But he says it's also a function. He gives many. It's to teach you. Teach you what your religion is all about. I mean, if you're saying it, presumably it's true. That's what you should believe if you thought what you were saying. Let's actually pick up what we say and notice from there what it is that Hanukkah is all about. Let's start off with what is clearly a very old prayer, which is Al HaNisim. It's referred to in the Gemara, what happens if you forget to say it. So it's referring to something already made from before. Rashi in the Gemara there says that when they were Kaveh, Lachedus Al HaHalel, says Rashi, Al HaNisim. So what do we say? Forget the first word, Al HaNisim. Then it goes on, Purkon, Gevuras, Chuas, Nochomas. All of these are appropriate only to war, success in war. Then it starts talking about how bad the times were. Lashkicham Teosecha Ulhavio Mechuke Mitzanecha. Then it talks about success on Madisalem Beis Suvos and Rav Tosvivim, etc. Masad Gribe Lachaloshim, which we'll talk about afterwards. And Ulachor Sisa Shem Godel, etc. Rampri Solo Sisa Teshua Gedoela Ufokan Kayema. So what are we celebrating? Success in the wars, terminating religious persecution. And then it comes on to Vachakach Bo Vanecha Lizive Secha. So they removed the Aveda Zaras which were there, they cleared the place out. The Tiharu es Mikdoshecha, that of course they had to make it Toha, because we started off by saying that they'd been Matami. And then you might think, we're getting to it now, Hidliku Neiros. But no, Hidliku Neiros Bachatzrois Kodshecha. The menorah was of course not in the Chatzre, it was in the Hechel. It says, the Hidliku Neiros Bachatzrois Kodshecha, it must be referring to a general making the place live again, light, it was lit up, like we do on Shabbos, you know, you make the place alive by lighting candles. It's not referring to the menorah. There is therefore no reference to the menorah and its 8 days Ness in the prayer, which is the prayer which we're saying in Ashmoy Nesra. Astonishing, isn't it, when you actually think about it. The Kovush Medesim Mechanka Elu, La Hoides, La Halel, that's what we say in Al HaNisim. Another prayer, which is also fairly old, might be older in the origins, is the one of Alan in Hanei Salolu, because that's referred to in the Sechta Sofen. And once again, it starts off with the same phraseology as Alanisim. Alanisim van Nifloas van Chuas van Mechomas, Rosisal Simon Hemenazer, Kayanechakadoshim. And then when it refers to the next bit about the Ner Hanukkah, it doesn't say that's the reason. It just says that that's what you have to do. V'chol shemeinas yimei Hanukkah, haneiros halalu kodesh heim, v'ilonu v'shus shetamish bohem, etc., etc. So once again, even from haneiros halalu, no reference that the reason why you have to keep your 8 days of Hanukkah is because of an S happening in relation to neiros Hanukkah. And the introductory word Al HaNisim, since there's no reference to Neil's Chanukah, presumably also refers to the same issue of the Niflores Chuas Muchas. By the way, apart from the reason I've mentioned of why we call it Chanukah, it suggests that it's because of the Chanukah Samizbeach and Chanukah Samiz Mikdash. It's well known among the Rishonim, the Ramsh, the Leket, the Avodam, say that the name Hanukkah represents another idea, Chanu Ko, which you might thought is only a simon on the Tefillin, which is the phrase of Shavuot Leket. But the Avodam actually gives us a reason for the name, Chanu Ko. They rested on the 25th. So the Mashoas, Hashemish, she says, how can you, what do you mean they rest? There's no din to rest on is not also been malacha. Says the Levush, and that's the kind of accepted. That says the Levush, Avada, they rested from the wall. They were now at a time when they were unrested from the religious persecution which had occurred until that moment. So that shav as well as saying Chanukah symbolizes the second function, not the Mizbeach and the Beis HaMikdash, but the wars and the success and the removing of religious persecution. The only source you will find in our prayers where we talk about the Hadlaka is in Moetzor. But the Moetzor, of course, is a late peer. It's not said in all Kehillahs of Klal Yisrael, and even then it doesn't say that that is the sole reason. Let me give you another source or idea. In the Beis HaMikdash, of course, they used to have a Shir Shol Yom. Yom Tov, you replace the normal Shir with the Shir of the Yom Tov. What is the Shir of Chanukah? So the Gaon tells us the Shir of Chanukah is Mizmar Shir Chanukas Havayis L'David. To this day, you'll find certain shuls where they have Mizmar Chanukas Havayis said after the Hadlakah. It's also Minhag amongst Sfaradim. They don't say Moetzor, but they say, or certain Sfaradi Kehillahs, where they say Mizmar Shir Chanukas instead. Again, there are plenty of Tehillim which talk about Nevos and Hadlakah, whatever. No, we say Mizmar Shir Chanukas Havayis. Look at your Kriyas HaTorah, of all things. Kriyas HaTorah, yeah, lots of parshas talk about the menorah, making the menorah. What do we have learned? We would have learned tomorrow. Vayhi b'yayin kalos Moshe lahokim es hamishkan. That's where we start off. Moshe set up the mishkan. And then it talks about, things ends up with, the nasiim hikrivu es korbonom lachanukas hamizbech. And each day we say, he brought his korbonai lachanukas hamizbech. Once again we're getting the same idea. Of course, on the eighth day, we carry on all the way through, and we get to a reference to the menorah. Fine, I'm not denying Chas v'Shalom that there was a miracle of the menorah. But I'm suggesting to you that the real reasons why we have, to repeat, the Chanukah is because of a period of intense religious persecution, which through to miraculous intervention, Hashem Baruch Hu helped us, and we got away from these terrible times. We then was able to establish a Jewish state, you see, from the Rambam for 200 years, and we were able to rededicate our Beis HaMikdash, and as a result of that, we had Shalom. It so happened that at the same time there was a Nesh of Hanukkah of the Menorah, and for that we were kaveya that should be the symbolism apart from the Hosah Hanukkah. Let me refer you to the Rambam, where actually now I think you will see clearly that that's what the Rambam is saying. In Halacha Aleph, how he starts off the whole halachas of Hanukkah. He starts off the Bayis Sheni, Kishemalki, Yavon, Gaz, and Zeus on Yisrael. He talks about terrible times, which I'll refer to in a moment. And then he says, Tal or Hem, the Yisrael, Ma'oid, Bifnehem, etc. And then he says, Kodesh Baruch Hu helped us, Vahashiyem, the Yodom. And then he says, well, Hemidu Melech Menachehani, the Chozor Malchus of Yisrael, Yeser Al Mosayim Shonim Ada Churban Hashem, 200 years of Jewish self-rule. And then it says, Halacha Beis, Shagov Yisrael Aleveyen, they went into the Heichal, and then he tells a story about the only one Pach Sherman, and it lasted for 8 days. Halacha Gimel, Mipnezer. What's the Mipnezer? The Rambam is not a history book. If he wrote in Halacha Aleph telling us all about the wars, he's trying to say that is a reason, if not the reason, why we're doing it. And then he said, Mipnezer, Yiskin Chachomim, Shabbos, Adar, Shemenes, Yomim Elu, Yemei, Simcha, Vahalel, Umadlikim Bohan, Hanevus. So I hope that this persuades you that at least part of the reasons for Hanukkah. Apart, you see, I fear that sometimes we're so busy with lighting the candles and we're so busy with eating our donuts and our latkes that we get stuck into that, and this idea that behind it all there'd been this terrible period of persecution somehow gets forgotten. We don't think of it at all, and I'm suggesting that is in fact the salvation from that was the main reason. Let me go to the Rambam and let me say how he expresses it and add a few ideas. The Baruch Shekhar Shemalchu Yovan Gozru Gezeirus Al Yisrael. They made laws against us. Ubotlu Dothom, and they stopped our religion. V'lehenichu Eisom La'asoy B'tetnis, they didn't allow us to keep our religion. I'll read first the Rambam, then add a few ideas. Poshtu Yodom B'mamayinam, so there was taxes or plain stealing of money. Ubibnai Sehan, and to their daughters, he's hinting there to the Gemara in Subas, which is when the girl got married, she had to spend the first night with the Greek hegemon. And that's why we changed the days of our customs and made it secret. The Nifnasula Hechel, they went into the place of Migdosh. Upotsu by Potsos, they smashed down the walls because they were trying to destroy it as an edifice. The Timu Hatahos. The Tzal Ohem Yisrael Mo'id Bifnehem. The Lachatzum Lachatz Godl. Let me just mention some other ideas. We find, for example, that any child, within the Midrashim, any child which had bris milah was killed. They actually were able to stop bris milah on a very simple basis. Any child in the cheder, you know, let's have a look, bris milah, child killed. Well, that's an effective way of pikuach nefesh. So, pikuach nefesh, bris milah was stopped. Obviously, no mezuzah. Anyone who had a mezuzah, anyone was caught with tefillin, mere possession of tefillin, sifrei Torah, anything like that, killed. And we all know the story of the dreidel, the idea they had this dreidel, so that if the Greeks came in, they said, what are you doing? Ah, oh, we're playing cards. We're playing dreidel, actually. But this idea, it symbolized that the Yidden had an excuse as to why they were congregated together, although they originally got together to learn Torah, when the Greek charged in, you'd find them all playing dreidel. Well, I heard, there's a measure, I haven't seen it, that the Greeks made a law, no doors. They're very clever people, the Greeks. You know, philosophy and sciences came from the Greeks. No doors. You see, if you knock on the door, say, police, open up, it takes time. It must take time. It takes time. People can hide their Tashmisha Kedusha. And you've got to take out the dreidel. But if there's no door, you're only allowed to have a curtain, they just come in and they catch you. They made a law, no doors. Even the Russian never thought of that one in the times of our persecution. And notice what it says, the timu hatahayu, they made it tomei. We're inclined to think always the nitmu. At first they were going around, he's goyim and asked. No, the timu. And that we find in our prayer again. I.e., it was a deliberate period of where they went around being the tomei anything. One, therefore, another teretz possible to the Beis Yosef Sakasha is the first day was that they found a Pach Shemen which was actually not made Tomei by the God. They actually found one which still had the Chesim of the Kohen Gadol, so it hadn't been opened by the God, because they would otherwise deliberately doing as far as they could. Then continues the Rambam. Achirichem alakea roseinu v'hoshiyem yodom v'hitzilom v'govu b'nei chashmimo. Now just make the comment that we're inclined to think people remember the idea of Rabin b'yadim atim, and when it comes to the next bit, we're inclined to forget that little shtickle of the prayer and sort of think that Yehuda HaMakkabee had some sort of relations to a football club or athletics, and maybe that he was quite a physical chappy, whereas in fact, of course, we're saying Gibbayim Biyad Chaloshim. There weren't only few; they were weak, and that was indeed the Nes. It was, after all, the Greeks who would have been strong. They were the ones who invented the Olympics and worshipped the body. Indeed, some of fortune say the reason for the eighth day, the extra eighth day, is the success in the war itself was miraculous, and that's why we're the first day celebration. I think you'll also be aware of the Levush, who asked an interesting question. Levush asked, why is it that when it came to Purim, the way in which Chazal Kaveya, we should celebrate this miraculous event, was happiness and physical enjoyment. You know, you get, you don't get drunk, you drink, you have meals, you make other people happy, sending them presents. It's generally happiness among the Yidden. Of course, you have to read the Megillah to know what it's all about, but it's a happy time. Physically happy. And when it comes to Hanukkah, in Halacha, there's no chiyuv to have meals or to stop and to enjoy yourself. It's a religious thing. L'chodesh l'hala. And to light these candles. Says the Levush, well, he says, oh, I'm pulling. They wanted to kill, to wipe out our bodies. It was a persecution on us to kill us, rather like the Germans, Yimach Shemom. It was an aim to a Vega Hagen Alayim, as it says in the Megillah, that nobody could be saved by trying Ilah Vodim Shvachas Nimkar Necharash. There was no way out. It was a persecution on Jews for the sake of being Jews. Against our bodies, we celebrate on Purim by enjoying our bodies. Kodesh Baruch Hu, you allowed us to also live. But when it came to Hanukkah, the Greeks actually did not mind if we remained alive. There were Hellenizers who were very popular among the Greeks. It was only if you were religious they objected, as the Rambam clearly says that the whole aim was lahashmidon teretzecha. Sorry, that's the phrase of the in the Tefillah. Lahashmidon teretzecha, lavil mechukei metzenecha, or as the Rambam puts it, in terms of boklu doson v'lehinichu eisom la'asei b'teva mitzvos. So it was a religious persecution in essence, and that being so, we celebrate it by reaffirming our religion. Now, while we're actually talking about Ner Chanukah, I'll give one idea before I conclude. It's a strange thing that we have the din of Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin in the Ner Chanukah, which you never find such a thing elsewhere. We find Mahadrin, the Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin, it's a peculiarity. And for that reason, Kol Klal Yisrael, you find, have kept Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin. Why is this? I heard that one idea was that they found this Pach Shemen, which had on it the Chesem of the Kohen God. Now, why would the Pach Shemen have the Chesem of the Kohen God? Oh, you'd say, oh, that's simple, because he put it there to light. But that wouldn't be so, because the Kohen Godel does not do the lighting, or at least doesn't have to do the lighting more than anything else. Lighting is done by any Kohen. You would no more do the lighting than you would offer the potatoes or keshach the korban tomid. Why? And it's going to come from communal funds. So it should have had upon it the chesem of the gizbah. And if not the chesem of the gizbah, it should have had the chesem of the mamun or beit hamikdash. Why the chesem of the Kohen God? Answer must be, this was for his chavite Kohen God. So every day the Kohen God, out of his own money, had to pay for his mincha, which he had to offer, the chavite Kohen God. So he had a pach shemen for the oil which was mixed with the flour. Ah, but there's a problem, which is that you do not need shemen zayis zoch for the menachos. Shemen zayis zoch is a chiyuv of the only for the menorah, but not for the chavitim. So how could they use the darkman zochen? And it's forced to say it was yedua l'kohel that the kohen and gedolim were always machmir, were always mahada. They always chose to use not a latter oil, but the first. When you took the olive, you just touched it a bit, you got the first oil out. That's absolutely pure. That shemen zayin zoch, which is for the menorah, and that would be expensive. If you carry on squashing it, you get out more lees, and that was okay for the menachos. It was obviously yedua l'kohel that the kohen and gedolim were always mahadrin and only used that expensive first one, and therefore it could be used for the menorah. And if so, maybe that's the reason why Klal Yisrael had chosen to be mahadrin, mahadrin min mahadrin, the Davis, because that was due to the hidur of the kohen gadol. We actually had some oil there. I'd like to just finish off by finishing off how the Rambam himself finishes off. He says, what happens if you're short of money? And he says, Mitzvah Sneh Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviva Hi Ad Ma'oid. V'tzorich Adam Lehizohe Bo, Kedei Lehidia Hanes, Lehisi Bishvach, Hokel, Lehidoyo, Loi Al Hanisim, She'osalom. Yes, very important. Afidu Ein Loi Ma Ye Ochel, Elo Minat Stoker, Shoyel Oy Meiche Tzusoy, Veloi Keach Shemen V'Neiros V'Badi. This is a mevedi kachidosh, because you know, normally a mitzvah saseh, you only have to spend chomish menachosov. Never do you find moichik suso, apart from very few cases. And this is like another one, which is other cases on Pesach, is another saying. Why? Because both of these, pesumei nisa. Pesumei nisa, as the Gemara is mazbe, pesumei nisa is so important, even moichik suso. But then continues the Rambam. But what happens, if he's got to choose between different mitzvahs, for example, he hasn't got enough money either to buy Neres Chanukah or Kiddush. Kiddush Hayom or Yayin. No, Yom Avatel Kiddush. Neres Chanukah is more important. But then he says, oh, but supposing you haven't got enough money to buy your Neres Shabbos. Ah, he says, quoting again from the Gemara in Shabbos, he says, Ari Bazoi. That is more important. Neres Shabbos is more important. Mishum Shalom Bayis. Why? Please remember that in those days they didn't used to have electric lights. They certainly didn't have fluorescence. The only light you had in the room was your Ner Shabbos. If you, and of course the Ner Chanukah is outside in those days, the Ner Shabbos is inside. If you haven't got a Ner Shabbos, says Rashi, you'll be banging into each other, and who knows? People would get banged into each other and trying to respond. And of course if one of them was holding hot soup, back to the other one, it might be even more kodesh and brokim. Therefore, I face up the Gemara and the Pesach Rambam that if hoy b'fond of ne'er beisoy the ne'er Chanukah, his ne'er beisoy kodesh mishum shalom shalom beisoy shehari Hashem nim chaklas shalom beinish leishtay. And let me just tell you, remind you, I think it's a quite well-known story of Nochemka, but I want to add a hisofa of the Shvadron that I heard from a piece of corn to Russia. The story of Nochemka is well known. One day, the Chofetz Chaim had gone to his Rebbe in Nochemka, on Chanukah, and he saw that the time came to light, and the candles were ready, and he was ready, garnished, you just carry on learning with him. Then late comes in the Rebbetzin, that's with Nochemka's wife, and immediately he says, oh, quick, that's light, Vashi's rushing, and he's lights. Now, of course, the din is that you don't need your wife to be there when you light near Chanukah. For that matter, if the husband's not there, the wife can light. It's a din on the bias. It has to be lit in the home. It does not require anybody to be standing around. So the Nochemka turned to the Chofetz Chaim afterwards and said, did you wonder why I didn't light straight away? He says, since we see from this Gemara, watching the Rambam, that Shalom Bayis is more in their Shabbos, is more important than their Chanukah, then even in their Chanukah Zichalein, it must be that a hiddur of Ner Chanukah, that is to light straight away, gives way to Shalom Bayis. And if I were to have lit early, my wife wouldn't have been happy. She would have been belated. Obviously, she cared a lot. Well, no doubt if a lady who doesn't care, it wouldn't matter. But obviously, she did care, would have been a chassar of Shalom Bayis. Rav Shvadron was supposed to have said that the ikka hiddush of Nochemka was that he didn't say afterwards, you know, I had to wait for you, or you know. Let me finish off with the actual words of the Rambam. So the Rambam, Godol Hashalom Shekol Atayv Nitna Las Hashalom BaOilam Shenem Hatvacher Darchi Noyam Lachol Nesiva Shalom Nesiva Shalom Yisrael Shalom On Us and Kol Kalis.